Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Rocket Pharmaceuticals announces a $180 million sale of its rare pediatric disease, priority review voucher, converting the asset awarded following Kresladi's FDA approval into non-dilutive capital for its cardiovascular gene therapy pipeline. Teva Pharmaceutical enters a definitive agreement to acquire Emalex Biosciences for up to $900 million, adding an NDA-ready first-in-class treatment for pediatric Tourette syndrome to its neuroscience portfolio. And a feature article examines the pharmaceutical supply chain risks converging around the Strait of Hormuz. Rocket Pharmaceuticals has entered into a definitive agreement to sell its FDA-awarded rare pediatric disease priority review voucher for $180 million in cash to an undisclosed buyer. The PRV was granted following the accelerated approval of Kresladi, Rocket's gene therapy for severe leukocyte adhesion deficiency type 1, and its sale provides the company with meaningful non-dilutive capital at a time when the rare pediatric disease PRV program was reauthorized in February 2026, reinforcing its role as a key financial incentive for developers of treatments for rare pediatric conditions. Teva Pharmaceuticals has announced a definitive agreement to acquire Emalex Biosciences for $700 million upfront, plus upwards of $200 million in commercial milestone payments and net sales-based royalties, in a deal that brings Teva a first-in-class, Phase 3 validated asset for pediatric Tourette syndrome. Emalex's lead compound, Ecopipam, is a selective dopamine D1 receptor antagonist that holds FDA orphan drug and fast-track designations and demonstrated statistically significant results on its primary endpoint in a Phase 3 study. With a new drug application submission planned for the second half of 2026. Finally, a feature article examines the structural pharmaceutical supply chain vulnerabilities exposed by the conflict in the Middle East and the ongoing uncertainty surrounding the Strait of Hormuz. While the Strait is less of a direct corridor for finished pharmaceutical shipments than for petroleum, its closure raises energy input costs that cascade through API manufacturing, particularly in India, which supplies roughly half of all U.S. generic prescriptions and depends on Gulf Petroleum for a significant share of its own chemical inputs. The disruption has also shuttered major Gulf air freight hubs, including Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and Doha, all of which serve as critical nodes for temperature-controlled biologics and time-sensitive pharmaceutical cargo, with estimates suggesting more than 20% of global air cargo flows are exposed to Middle East disruptions. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.